From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Netflix says that their new Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston comedy, Murder Mystery, is the biggest opening of anything on Netflix. It even beat Bird Box.
It actually looks cute.
31 million people in the first 3 days have streamed
it.
Yeah, that's
a
huge hit for them. 13 million were in the U.S. and Canada, another 17 million worldwide. So, yeah, 31 million. It does look cute.
It does. I might even watch it this
weekend. You know, this is the amazing thing that now all of a sudden, when you're Jennifer Aniston, probably can't get a movie except maybe a supporting role.
Right.
But you can get something on Netflix. There's That's life true. After 50, Halle Berry.
Oh, goodness.
Just got to have the right story. I like to go to the theater, but I'm more apt to watch something on TV at home.
Yes.
And especially on Netflix where I don't have to have any commercials. So it's almost as good as going to the theater, yet cheaper in the long run.
Yes.
And my TV's big. What do I got? Like a 60-inch TV. That's plenty big. So
Is
I'm
it
good.
Really?
No, I could really use some bigger.
85-inch.
Yeah, 85
like
would be good. Anyway, so I think we're going to see more and more of this. I mean, we've been talking about this for a decade, and now I think this is really the next thing.
So people pay a monthly subscription.
Yeah, and it's cheap. It's like 13 bucks.
So how does Netflix pay for all this and make money?
They don't make money. I mean, I don't think they break even. I think they lose money. I think I don't know how long they can sustain this, but whatever.
Because they're paying stars. I mean, stars get paid.
Yeah, Jennifer but they're Aniston. Not getting, Jennifer Aniston's not getting $20 million to do that movie. She might have got five or she might have got two. You don't know.
Right.
Yeah. So, and how do they monetize that? Well, you know what? I mean, if they've got, you know, the international market helps.
Oh, well, that's true. Netflix is all over the world.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, if they've got so many million people paying 13 bucks a month, it all adds up.
This is true.
So, there you go. Good on them for Murder Mystery. We'll have to take that.
It looks cute.
On your list of shows to watch.
Yes, I'll add that to my book.
On your binging. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Wait, stop the presses.
Wait, stop the presses.
Oprah has not been in the news in so long.
Isn't she like doing like Donny Osmond? She's calling people at random and going like, hey, how's your diet? Like Donny's been going to people's houses and singing happy birthday to them.
I mean, according to the commercial.
Maybe Donny should get a show on Netflix. I don't know.
Hey, you know, Donny, you heard it here first.
You know, I'm thinking, you know, he's done with his Las Vegas residency. So
isn't Celine Dion done with hers, too?
She is. She is. Shania Twain is coming back, but we digress. What are you talking? Who are you talking
Netflix,
about?
Netflix, you better get on it.
Who are you talking about?
Okay.
Oprah. Mm.
Well, what do you do when you have oodles and oodles and oodles of money? And you can do anything in the world that you want to.
What do you do?
She must be bored because she's thinking of rebooting her talk show.
Oh, wouldn't that be interesting?
In an interview with ET Canada yesterday, O says she misses it. Thinks about rebooting the show, not on an everyday basis.
Right.
It's been 8 years and 10 ratings points that Ellen's benefited from Oprah not doing a talk
show. At least 10 points.
And so Ellen's probably thinking, no, you don't need to do it
every day.
You
don't need to do it, Oprah. You could come on our show and be a guest every couple of months. Sure. Or maybe she should let her guest host because Ellen does that. If I was Ellen, no way in hell. But I let Oprah come on my show, guest host. No! Are you kidding? Keep asking Jason Sudeikis, whatever the hell his name is, to come co-host for you, because nobody cares about him.
Especially you.
I do not like him.
No. He might be a real stand-up guy.
Don't care.
But it doesn't matter.
Don't care. Don't care.
Because of who his woman is.
Yep. Olivia Wilde. His baby mama.
Well, back to Oprah.
Back to Oprah.
She says she missed it, especially when there was an election or something important.
I can see that. She wants to pontificate.
Are our elections even important anymore?
Oh, well, there's that. There's that. So, well, they're not because Oprah's not on the TV anymore.
That's right. All right. Let's go scrape the barrel a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club
Yeah.
Maybe close for good.
What?
Shutter those doors.
What?
Slam, slam.
What?
According to the New York Post,
uh-huh,
MTV isn't bringing the show back for a second season.
Huh.
Huh.
Huh. It probably didn't do very well.
As you can imagine.
I am imagining.
Now, ratings weren't too great.
No.
Now, a source says, because sources know all, of course, that says that MTV was also a little disappointed by the lack of drama.
Not enough drama.
Not enough drama.
I did not watch. I know that we talked about this the day after the premiere.
Right.
And it got a little interest. And then the next episode, I saw the following week, the ratings dropped right off.
I guess MTV wanted breakdowns.
Yeah, you know what? When you're doing a reality show, that's the drama that you want.
There's got to be some drama in the whole thing.
Yeah, there's got to be.
Now,
nobody wants to watch a couple of happy people.
But the breakdowns, that's not where Lindsay is with her life anymore.
You know what? The Property Brothers actually have a little drama, too.
Jeez.
That's part of the formula.
Now,
have that drama.
Here's what I think is interesting, though.
Hmm.
If she had wanted it to come back for a second season, it doesn't matter because even the club is gone.
Oh, the club is gone? What?
The club is gone.
What? Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
There was a person who did report
that
they had a reservation, but they were informed that they won't be opening this season.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Social media commenter who was in Greece last month said them that when he drove past, it is seriously closed.
Seriously
and
closed.
And the Lohan sign is even down.
What?
Yeah.
Huh. First off, I can't believe this is a real place. Second off, I can't believe anybody would want to ever make a reservation to go to this place. It's like, what? I don't understand. I don't understand. Perhaps, we don't know this for sure, but the club was actually probably a ruse that was put together by the producers of the show. Look, reality shows are not real.
I know.
If they were real,
I know,
they'd call them documentaries. But I'm bomb. I rest my case. All right. Well, with that, you know who we could see a documentary about?
I don't know.
Halle Berry.
I watched last night the clip of James Corden. Him and Chris Hemsworth were doing a little waiter competition. That was funny.
Was that funny?
Yes.
What's that got to do with Halle Berry?
Nothing.
Okay.
Except it's Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, whatever.
And so they were, a couple came in. And so they're having a competition to see who's the best waiter.
Mm-hmm.
And so Chris Hemsworth picks her up and carries her to her chair. And I thought, dang, girl, you just got carried off, swooped up by Thor.
All right, with that, we will carry on again tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.